here, please? I have been calling you for 10 minutes.
Did you call me all the way out here just to tell me that?
Don't you start with me. These lab reports need to be sorted.
But I'm trying to study.
If you were watching TV, just say so.
No, really. I decided to go back to school and finish my degree.
Linda, that is wonderful. What type of degree? 2-year, 4-year?
Manicure. I'll be out by Friday.
That's good, too.
I thought it would be a good idea, just as a backup plan. I mean, what if something happened to Dr. Becker? Like, he lost his medical license, or got hit by a truck, or someone poisoned him, or clubbed him to death, or put him in a bag and chains in the trunk of a car, or, you know, be cool. Thank you, Taya.
We'll talk later.
Morning, John.
Oh, yeah, just great. Yeah, I got a toilet that won't stop, car that won't go. I got neighbors that won't shut up, and a breakfast that won't stay down.
Like sands through an hourglass, these are the days of my life.
You've got a patient in two. Oh, and Mr. Tipton from Harding High School dropped by. He's in your office.
You let him in my office? Oh, come on, Margaret. He's such a long-winded gas bag.
Then you two can compare notes.
No, he's so boring. Last time he was here, he went on and on about those nitwits he calls his soccer team. I mean, they're so bad, their mascot should be some guy beating a dead horse.
Stop it!
Hey, actually, you know, give me 2 minutes, then come in and tell me I got a phone call.
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't like to lie. It's wrong.
Says who?
The Lord.
The Lord? Margaret, this is the Bronx. Believe me, he's not here.
All right, John, 2 minutes. Now, please go.
Thank you. 2 minutes, Margaret.
Dr. Becker, hello. Oh, you should have been at last week's soccer game. The boys came this close to scoring a goal.
Listen, I'm kind of busy today.
Well, then let me get right to the point. Harding High School would like you to be this year's commencement speaker.
What?
It's next week, and I do apologize for the short notice, but the mayor had a last-minute change in his schedule.
The mayor? Really? Sit down.
Of course, as soon as he dropped out, well, your name immediately came to mind.
Huh.
We think that you'd be an inspiration to the graduates. Not only are you a respected member of the community, but you graduated at the top of your class, and from Harvard, no less.
Well, yeah, that's all true.
You know, in a lot of ways, you're more relevant to these kids than some of the so-called big names. You're one of the quiet heroes who work
John?
Day in and...
John, you have a call?
Yeah, Mario, I'm kind of busy here. Who is it?
What?
Who's on the phone?
It's that call. You know, the call you were expecting.
Oh, yeah, I don't need that call anymore. I'm in the middle of an important discussion here with Mr. Tipton.
But I
Margaret, just handle it for me, will you?
Fine, I'll just tell the county psych ward that you are on the way.
Oh, hey, Jake. Where have you been? Because I was... Did you get your hair cut?
As a matter of fact, I did. Just a little trim. I didn't think you'd notice.
Oh, not notice? Every day for the last 3 years, I've had nothing else to do but stare at you. All day long.
You stare at me? That's creepy. I mean, how'd you like it if I stared at you?
Jake, I'm over here.
Hey, Reg, coffee, please, and then leave me alone. I gotta make some notes on something. Pretty important stuff.
Hey, did you notice? Jake got a haircut.
I tried a new place.
Yeah, good. Oh, hell, you gotta find out eventually. Harding High School asked me to be this year's commencement speaker.
Do I smell oranges?
Yeah. They use orange scented shampoo.
Jake, you've inspired me. I'm gonna get my hair cut, too.
You know, you should. It'll make you feel like a brand new person.
You know, if you two ladies would get out from under the hairdryer for a second, I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to be speaking at a graduation next week.
Wait, hold it. Next week? Who graduates in the middle of winter?
No, some of the bigger schools have these mid-year graduations.
Don't take this the wrong way, Becker. But why in the world did they pick you?
matter of fact, the principal said that I was an inspiration to the people of the community. In his words, a quiet hero.
You're a hero?
That must be the party trying to keep quiet.
Hello, losers. Bob is one happy man. Anyone care to guess why?
A truck full of breast implants broke down in front of your building?
Like I'd be here.
Bob, we're talking about something here.
So I'll skip ahead. Bob just won big in Atlantic City. Picture this. I'm standing out in front of this casino, right?
Wait, let me guess. Someone dropped their credit card and you picked it up.
No. They dropped cash. Anyway, as a man driven by a strong sense of right and wrong, you can imagine my pain as I silently watched the poor schmuck limp away.
But I'm guessing you got over it.
To the tune of 100 clans.
As impressed as we all are, Bob, that basically you stole from a cripple. I was just saying that I've been given the distinct honor of giving the graduation speech at Harding High School this year. They called me when they needed someone to fill in for the mayor.
Jake, did you get a haircut?
Hey, guys, I think I settled on a theme for my graduation speech. I'm going to talk about the future.
Bold choice.
See, future and kids got me thinking about how a lot of the leaders in this country, they started out as kids, but they ended up as leaders.
So you're saying that a lot of adults used to be children?
All right, it's just the first draw.
Okay, Linda, back to your test. What should you drink to strengthen your nails?
A mixture of water and gelatin.
Well, that's close, Linda. It's orange juice and gelatin.
Orange juice. How am I going to remember that?
Well, you need a memory trick. For instance, think of Florida. A lot of orange juice comes from Florida. Think Florida, remember orange juice.
Nah, I'm just going to write it on my hand. Florida.
I can't decide if I want a whole new hairstyle or if I just want to trim it up a little bit.
Well, let me see. You know, it does feel a little thick back here. You know, John, can you take a look?
No, thanks. I see enough of her hair in my food.
All you need to do is take out about a quarter of an inch. Even I could do that for you.
Let's see. Blind man, scissors, my head. I detect a problem.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I just finished a draft of my speech. I think it's pretty good. I want to try it out on you.
Oh, come on.
All right. As I look out over this sea of eager young faces.
Well, Bob is back.
Hey, I'm talking here, Bob.
Not anymore. Bob took his Atlantic City windfall and bought himself a watch. A CyberTech 3000.
So you bought a new watch. Big deal.
No. Not just a watch. It's also a compass, a calculator, a heart monitor. It glows in the dark, and you press this button, it tells you what city you're in.
New York.
Now that's amazing.
How does it know?
Beats me. I don't even know how it glows in the dark.
Yeah, I hate to break up this short bus science fair, but I was about to read you my speech here. Now, I want you to be brutally honest, okay?
Okay. I really don't want to hear you speak.
All right. As I look out over this sea of eager young faces, I'm heartened to find a new generation of Americans who will one day...
Excuse me? New generation of Americans? Kennedy kind of did that, didn't he?
All right, okay. Brutally honest, that's good. All right, I'll fix it. Who will one day reach a point where they must make a choice.
John, this isn't going to a fork in the road, is it?
No, it's not going to a fork in the road.
That's good, because I can't think of a bigger cliche.
Yeah, when you leave these hallowed halls...
I stand corrected.
When you leave these hallowed halls, your education does not end with school. Thanks a lot for your help. You know, I'm going to be standing in front of hundreds of young people tonight, and they're all going to be waiting for me to say something insightful, and all I got, you know, I got squat. Thanks a lot.
Well, you told us to be honest.
Yeah, and it honestly did suck. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, say, Bob, what time you got?
I got no idea.
John?
Yeah?
You have a patient in one, a follow-up on pneumonia, then lunch.
Yeah, order in for me, will you, Margaret? I gotta work on this speech. I'm really stuck here.
We're all stuck here.
Hey, Margaret, let me ask you something. If you were going to give a speech to a graduating class, what would you say?
Oh, well, you know, I've thought about this. I would tell them that a career is about more than just making money. And then I would tell them to balance their work with a strong spiritual life. And then I would tell them to imagine that they are telling the story of their life to their grandchildren. And what would they want that story to be?
Man, I don't see it.
Hi, Doc. How you doing?
What's going on here?
Well, I have to practice for my exam, and Chuck said he wouldn't mind if I gave him a manicure.
I really been letting my nails go.
Linda, aren't there other things you should be doing?
Oh, you're right. I have a pedicure in room two.
Great. Now what am I supposed to do with this last little pinky?
Yeah, don't make me answer that. Chuck, let's go take an x-ray of your lungs, see if pneumonia's cleared up.
I'll be honest, Doc. I feel pretty.
Oh, great, great. You guys are here. I just finished my speech. I want to read it to you.
Oh, John.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You know, it's nice to know when the chips are down, I always have you guys to ridicule me.
Okay, John, we're sorry. Let's hear it.
Thank you, Marty. All right, as I look out over this sea of eager young faces, could you all turn around, please? Thank you. As I look out over this sea of eager...
I passed my nail test. All right,
here we go.
I was so nervous at first, but I got the highest grade in my class.
Oh, my God, girl.
Congratulations. Really, congratulations. You know, thanks a lot. You know, I wanted to try the speech out on you guys. Now I have no idea if it works or not. You know, where's that lead me?
And after the graduates come in, our valedictorian will speak, and then it's your turn. Well, here we are.
You know, they say that the two biggest fears people have are death and public speaking. I guess no one wants to make a fool of themselves in front of hundreds and hundreds of people.
Well, certainly not. Your fly's open.
Oh, I this is where we're going to have coffee before the actual ceremony, right?
No, this is the place.
But what about the students and the band? Where are you going to put the band?
That is all taken care of. You see, I recorded the band at last June's graduation. Man, oh man, that was something. A 50-piece ensemble, 800 graduates, 2,000 guests.
Mm. How many are graduating tonight?
Say, we'd better get the show on the road.
Very small class.
Mm.
Any chance these are the honor students, the ones getting out early?
Early? Well, if you consider 6 years in high school early, then yeah.
Who's that?
Jim Lipman. Works for the state. He's handcuffed to Kyle Stemp there. Hell of a nice guy. Jim is, I mean. Kyle, I could drop kick off a speeding train without a second thought.
Can I speak to you just for a second?
Sure.
Mayor Giuliani was really going to talk to these kids?
Yes, he was. But then he canceled as soon as he found out. Well, you know, who they were. Well, better get started.
Wow.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and graduates of Harding High School, class of 2001 and a half. Before we hear from our distinguished keynote speaker this evening, our valedictorian, Gary Lowenauer, is going to say a few words. Gary?
Today, we are leaving high school. High school was fun. We learned a lot. But leaving high school is a scary
Sound it out, Gary. Remember what we said about T-I-O-N.
Dumbass.
Oh, you think that's funny, McCall? You think you could do any better? Because I know for a fact you can't. So either keep your mouth shut or get out.
Go ahead, Gary.
After high school, we hope to be very suspect. No,
Successful, you moron!
That's it! McCall, out!
I was just trying to help.
Out! Now! Anybody else want some of that? Good.
Okay, we're going to have to hurry things along now, so Gary, why don't you just sit down? Now it is time for our keynote speaker, Dr. John Becker. He has a small practice in the Bronx. John?
Good evening. As I look out over this sea of eager young faces, I see that you, the architects of the new millennium.
You suck!
Look, people, I don't want to be here any more than you do. But the sooner he's done, the sooner we can all leave.
Please continue.
Where was I? Eager young face. Oh, here we are. All right. It's important to realize that every leader in our country's history started out as a kid just like you.
Excuse me. Is this going to be on the test?
Dude, there are no more tests.
You know, I think that Ralph Waldo Emerson said it best. I'm just trying to give a speech here.
Yeah, boring speech.
You know, I had better stuff to do today, but this guy showed up at my office and blew a bunch of smoke up my shorts, and I believed him. My own stupid fault, you know. Getting my hopes up. I broke my number one rule. No expectations, no disappointments. See, I expected to come here and make a difference. You know, I expected this would be a dignified occasion and that I would be talking to intelligent people. And I expected a big band. Oh, yeah, and I also expected my friends to support me, but I guess that was too much to ask for. Oh, what the hell, though, you know? That's life, right? Here, let me give you some advice here. You know, don't dream, don't hope, you're never going to make a difference, and you're never going to get what you want. Or, who knows, maybe your life will turn out better than mine. No, I'll tell you something. Principal Tipton, you show up in my office and ask me for a favor again, I will kick your lying ass right out on the street.
Dr. John Beck.
Oh, damn, we missed it.
What are you guys doing?
John, we felt bad about ignoring you lately.
Yeah, so we came down to hear your speech.
Sorry we missed it, Becker.
Yeah, we wanted to be on time, but my watch stopped it.
Sounds like the audience loved it, though. I mean, listen to him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's safe to say I made an impression. Let's go.
Oh, Dr. Becker, I'm glad I caught you.
Yeah, goodbye, good luck, and don't do drugs. Come on.
That was the greatest speech I ever heard.
What? Oh, hold on.
I mean, we all thought we were going to hear another one of those boring graduation speeches, but you blew everyone away. I mean, it's so cool that someone like you would just come right out and tell us the truth. You know, the things you said, no one's ever been so honest with us before. So thanks, Dr. Becker.
John, I'm really impressed.
Well, you know what they say, Marga. You reach one kid, it's all worthwhile.
John, I really am...